This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen along with my friend Victoria Keelan, my friend Rich McFadden, and my friend Greg Stebbin. Greg is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, and in that position he gets a lot of inside scoops, a lot of inside information, a lot of things that the rest of us will not hear about until next month. So you're on the cutting edge of technology. By being, why are you laughing? I'm building, giving you a big building.
Yes, I am.
Yes, the cutting edge of technology. Let's hear it. Round of applause for Greg Stebbin, everybody. Hooray! Most thankful that you were here. Okay, so there's a focus here. I remember, and I think that's what the play is here. Remember when Ronald Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Okay, yeah. So let's fast forward to 2016. Mr. Zuckerberg, tear down this wall. So what's the aim here, Greg?
Well, there's an interesting story at the website Slash Gear about a guy named Tom Steinberg who, after the Brexit vote, wanted to go on Facebook and actually chat with some people who were happy with the end result. I mean, mostly what we're hearing is, oh my gosh, it's a terrible thing. How could this
happen? That's what the news media wants you to know. That's the echo from the news media chamber. Yeah.
Okay, so, but clearly 52% of the country must be happy, right? Because they voted for it. Right. By the way, as a side note, and I think this is important, the day after the vote, the two most popular searches on Google were what in the United Kingdom. So in England, the two most popular searches were what is the European Union, which is a little scary.
That's awesome.
And what is Brexit? So 52% of the people in England voted for this, but apparently an awful lot of them either didn't vote or didn't know what they voted for, because the day after the vote, they were Googling to find out, what exactly is this
what
all
is
about?
This,
this
scary,
is exactly right? How it went down. Uncle Lowfield, Brexit thing. Give me another beer in a pub.
Yeah, it's saying...
What is this Brexit thing? I'll vote for that. It is great.
Or I closed my eyes and I picked one, you know, or I threw a dart at it. But be that as it may, the point of this story at Slash Gear, Mr. Zuckerberg, tear down this wall, is that this gentleman, Tom Steinberg, wanted to chat with some people in England who were happy about the end result because the headlines are so full of bad news. And literally, he says, he could not find one person on Facebook who was happy with the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, statistically, that should be impossible, right? Because 82% of the people voted for it. And it really illustrates, and this is his point, and it's my point as well, it really illustrates that we all live in a digital bubble or echo chamber, because every website you go to, every sophisticated website you go to, watches what you do over time, saves your preferences of what you click on, and then serves you more stories that you are most likely to like. Translate that to when you go to any website that offers news or information, you're never going to hear anything that you or read anything that you disagree with.
Uh-huh.
Frankly, that's a great recipe for ignorance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorance and arrogance, which goes hand in hand with some of these news media channels. But actually, what they didn't tell you, and the reason that everybody's so stupefied with the results of the vote, is that most of the voting was done from Chicago. And that's why it came out the way that it did.
It's all from Rahm Emanuel's computer.
or just the general populace of dead voters in Chicago. That's how that turned out. All right, so that's a good story. Now, the discussion, I think we had this, or maybe Victoria, correct me if I'm wrong, about the new iPhone. I know we talked about iPhone 7 and some of its attributes. Mm-hmm. But I saw something in Fortune magazine that suggested that the new iPhone, Richie, which you'll get because I know you're first in line to get this puppy, and yeah. I think, Greg, you like him too. Why will next year's iPhone be the one of all the iPhones that were ever created, the one that you really will want? What is there about this new iPhone that seems to be...
Well, because every new iPhone is the one that, that you really want. Every iPhone is the... You know, I'm not being facetious here. When you listen to Tim Cook talk about this phone, as he has in the past, as Steve Jobs did in the past, they will always use essentially the same language, which is, this is the greatest iPhone we've ever made. Well, of course it's the... And I'm not being critical.
This is the worst iPhone we ever made. Who's going to say that?
This one's mediocre, so maybe some of you will want it.
Well, but of course it's the greatest iPhone you ever made, because if it wasn't the greatest iPhone you ever made, you wouldn't be standing on a stage and introducing it, because nobody introduces old crappy products.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, for me, the reason I upgrade, and I don't upgrade on every model. The past few years, I've been skipping the S model.
That's what I do. Yep, me
yeah.
too.
But the main
Why don't you please explain for the unwashed what the S model is?
The iPhone 6 came out, right? And then they say, you know what, this phone is good, but here's a few improvements that we can make on it. So here's the 6S. But it's not really that much different than the 6. It's just got a few improvements. Then the iPhone 7 will be majorly different in some way. So that's the way it works. The iPhone 5 comes out, and then the iPhone 5S is just a few improvements, and then the iPhone 6 is much different than the 5, and then the 6S, you know, and so on. So, but the main thing for me is the camera. They improve the camera greatly on every 5, then 6, then 7. And they're talking about the camera improvements on this new iPhone 7. They bought this camera company from Israel called LynX. It's an Israeli-based company whose camera technology is leading DSLR. Do you know what DSLR stands for, Doug?
Correct Service Limiting Robots.
Exactly. So they bought this.
Where's my prize?
Yeah, okay. So anyway, the camera's supposed to get a lot better in this one, and that's the main reason I go buy the new ones.
And just to back up what Richie's saying, people tend to be on a cycle with iPhones. I'm like Rich. I started on the 3, then I went to the 4, and then I skipped the 5, and I went to the 6. And other people are on the S. They've done the 1A version of it. So people are going to, the 7S will probably have something else that the 7 doesn't have to get people, you know, to stay on that same cycle.
Hmm. Well, and at the root of all this is the cost of the phone itself, which most people can tend to afford on a monthly basis by paying for it over a period of 2 years. That's why most people, well, I shouldn't say most, people end up on 2-year cycles, because they end up paying off one phone and then they roll into another.
But I thought there was a big to do about $35 a month, and you have a new one all the time, no matter what.
Yeah,
well,
you know,
so
what?
Apple actually has an upgrade program where you just pay the same price every month, yeah. And every time there's a new iPhone, you go get the new iPhone. I actually think there are some real benefits for people who like to get a new phone to do that. I also want to point out that in the world of Android, things work a little differently. Because, for instance, Motorola and a company called, now I'm blanking on their name, but there are other companies, Motorola and others, that are making phones that are so much less expensive that you don't have to pay $35 or $40 a month every month for a phone over 2 years. You can literally walk into a store like a Best Buy or a Radio Shack and buy the phone for cash for $200 or $300, and you own the phone. Yeah. You can upgrade anytime
like
you want,
better.
But you do not have a monthly payment. And I think for many people, that's part of what makes the Android platform so attractive, is there are, frankly, many more options without, in a sense, having another car payment, which is for your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
Bunga bunga. All right, 16 past the hour, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Richie and Greg here.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I'm worried about the rash of angry protests in cities across the country, not only because they sometimes turn into riots and looting, but because there is something even more disturbing about the underlying sense of helplessness. People are resorting to street violence because they don't understand our unique process of self-government. Several protesters have told reporters, "We don't know what else to do." We all should look through the lens of liberty and realize that all of us hold far more power over government than we think. In America, sovereign citizens hold all the power, not through violence, but through dialogue, engagement, activism, and especially ballots. If we don't think the government is protecting our rights, we have a duty to change it, not burn our communities down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it. Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the owner events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Potty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
I'm being made fun of, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to put a lot of energy behind me and my ideas and not behind the people who are making fun of me because of the kind of light bulbs I use.
Yeah.
All right, 19 after the hour on Good Day. Google collaborating with Fiat Chrysler to put more self-driving car technology on the road. The minivans that Chrysler is making now are loaded, apparently. Richie, why are you doing that? You're a minute early.
I am. That's right.
Yeah, you are. Thank you.
Time flies, man.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what about self-driving cars, self-driving minivans? There isn't a week that goes by. There isn't some company that's partnering with another company. I will never give in to this, but I suppose a lot of people think this is
of
cool.
All people that would give into it, you should. Because
why?
You are so distracted when you're driving. No. I would think that you would love this, that you could sit there and chat on your phone and read this magazine and not have to worry about where you're going.
That's true. I've been following him in a car behind.
Come on. All right, so who's making these cars, Greg? How many different self-driving cars are there in production or at least pre-planning stage at the moment? Do you know?
Well, they're all. I mean, I don't think you can be in the car business today and be a major manufacturer and not be working on self-driving cars. That would be suicide.
Really?
That would be amazing. Being in the horse buggy whip business.
Maybe we just stay in the whip business. Never mind. Did I just say that? All right. 21 after the hour. We're talking technology here. Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen.
B.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Amazon, I think really they're getting like Facebook or some of these other
Google.
They're all very powerful. They want to, the Apple, another one of them, they all want to rule the world. Okay. So we're having some tech talk, as is usually the case during this hour of the program every week. Richie is here, Victoria is here, Greg Stebbins is here. So what are you trying to buy
on
Amazon?
During one of the commercial breaks or during some story that you were telling where I was just kind of wandering off, I was looking for solar lighting for my deck that I'm rebuilding. And so I decided to go to Amazon and see what kind of options they had to be able to buy some of these solar lights or the low-powered, low-voltage lights. And in the lights that I'm looking to buy, it says, "Would you like to hire an electrician?" And you click on the button, and it's got my zip code, and it says, "Hire an electrician near," and you fill out the form below, and it says, "What type of project do you have? What's your project? Light fixture. Do you need a light fixture repaired or installed?" And then you hit the drop down. How many light fixtures? 1, 2, 3, or other? Is the wiring already in place? So they ask you all these qualification questions, and then you put it in, and then boom, they get you right. So I'm like, wow, that's pretty interesting. Then they have this thing called Amazon Home Improvement. And you can hire anybody to do anything in your house through Amazon.
Amazon's getting 10%, baby.
And you get $30 back if you hire somebody through the Amazon. So it's called Amazon Home Services. And get $30 cash.
Like Home Depot, Home Services, only it's all online. This is the way you understand what it's really worth to hire a specialist. Carpenter, plumber, electrician, all these people. I had a guy install an air conditioning unit in one of the corners of this new house I'm in. Charged $145 an hour to do the work. And he supposedly is a friend because he lives across the street. So I wouldn't do that again. I didn't even know what he was charging, but until after he gave me the bill. But when you look at that, and then you see his promotional stuff that he has online with his company, hire me to do this, that, or the other thing. You can get this bargain, that bargain. So by the time you're done, if you're really smart, and Richie is very shrewd at things like this, you can usually save as much as 50%, because that guy will do work for as low as $45 an hour. And but it depends on what you're doing. What are you buying? How much is he going to put in? How big is the air conditioning unit? How big is the plumbing? Whatever the job is.
If you look at this Amazon Home Services, anything you can think of, they've got somebody to do it. Weight bench assembly.
Yeah.
Furniture
it's
assembly
so smart.
Project.
It's so
deep
smart.
Cleaning or spring cleaning, air conditioning, deadbolt installation.
Well, and
anything
and,
you can buy on Amazon, they've got somebody that can come install it for you.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that they are actually contracting with a third-party company.
Oh, sure they
are.
They don't work for
anybody. You go to either Home Depot or Lowe's, you'll see now a lot of in-store advertising and also online for a company called Porch.com. This may actually be Porch.com, but it is essentially the same business model. I mean, look, as you spend more in a digital age, they know everything you're buying now and in the past, and this is just another way to create revenue, and it is very smart.
It's brilliant.
For you, it makes your life a lot easier.
Well, especially the way that the way Victoria's generation works and thinks, there are fewer skilled people, frankly, and they want to get into, they want to hire it done. Hire everything done. No, that, I mean that. They're very
I am not skilled in many things, including all things home improvement, so yes.
Right. So it makes it easier to hire it done, and that's what these people know.
The last quick thing here is we have a neighborhood Facebook page, and I do need an electrician, so I put on our neighborhood Facebook page, who do you like as an electrician, and all the recommendations come in. So if you're a good electrician in your neighborhood, Facebook is really the place for you to get some good
advertising. And another website called Next Door is also very good for that. Right.
Greg Stebbins. Technology editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Tech Talk Time.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
A Napa guy knows the only way you give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Now it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. How many of you wonder what it is that's actually being spewed out of the exhaust as a jet flies across the skies, whether it's our country or over the Pacific or the Atlantic or over any land mass, wherever it is? Air travel is the thing of the day. Lots of people are on planes. There are thousands of planes taking off and landing at any moment. And so there is this rumor that has been floating around for years.
Chemtrails.
About what it is that's actually in the fuel. There are all kinds of rumors. There was a 777 that took off, the engine exploded, and they had a emergency landing yesterday. And you think about these, then the story about the plane that went down to the Antarctic to rescue the people that were sick down there, and the jet fuel froze. Well, the jet fuel is not supposed to freeze. So the theory is that they're putting something into the jet fuel that causes it to be, A, more volatile, i.e. the explosion on the 777, or it freezes when it's not supposed to freeze at temperatures that, even though they're horribly cold, 880 degrees below zero, jet fuel, heating oil, is just not supposed to freeze. It gets clunky, though. It gets jet fuel, I notice, or the tractor diesel fuel, it gets, in the wintertime, if you don't get a special blend, it gets gummy or gooey and sometimes can plug things up. But that is part of the speculation. Why isn't it all the same? Well, because the government is adding something to the fuel so that we can influence, or the government can influence how people think. And when you look around and see how asleep people are today, maybe we were talking earlier about how many people didn't know what the European Union was before the vote, what Brexit was. It kind of reminds me of when we went to war against Iraq in 2003, how many people in this country never heard of Iraq before, didn't know where it was on a map. And so you wonder if the government isn't trying to do something. There are good arguments here for things that are coming out of the exhaust of jets that may be changing how all of us are.
I'm just looking at this crazy article where it says jets are they're mixing lithium in the jet fuel, and which creates a chemtrail, you know, the little white cloud that comes out after the airplane flies over.
Yeah.
And that the lithium then gets into the air, and it's called aerosol vaccination. Mm-hmm. And these people claim that NASA has admitted it, and that the WHO and the...
where is NASA admitted it? Where's NASA?
They say
they're admitting that they put lithium in... That's insane.
They call it the feasibility of aerosol vaccinations to put lithium in there to help
aerosol
people who are schizophrenic and all other kinds of things. And I have a friend, and he wears a tinfoil hat rather tight, and he claims that they do it to cover major cities in so that the Chinese or the Russians who are flying over trying to take pictures can have a good view of all of the cities. And I'm like, you know, you people are nuts. But then this guy sits out there during the day while he's doing his yard work, and we live near Dulles Airport, and he takes a picture of a jet that flies by, and it leaves, you know, the little you know, contrail or whatever, and then another one flies by, and then by the end of the day, the whole sky is covered with these things because they just kind of sit there and they get wider and wider. And he's sitting there showing me his cell phone, showing me the pictures of the cloudy day. And I'm like, sure enough, I watch it. So the other day we're down in Warrenton, about 40, 50 miles out of D.C., and a jet flies by. And sure enough, the chemtrail comes out and it dissipates. And he said it's because we're not in the city. They only do it in the major cities. So now I'm watching these things going, he's kind of right. He's still crazy, though. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It sounds bizarre. It sounds like there must be, to me, that makes me think that there's another explanation that cities are also where airports are, and so that maybe there's some sort of a burn-off rate that's different when they're circling around cities, you know, approaching landing or right after taking off. I don't know. It just seems like there's something else that's a better explanation than we're being poisoned by the government.
Well, we're not being poisoned. We're being cured.
Well, I don't want lithium.
We're being cured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what lithium is.
Have you been healed today?
But back to the tech part of this, and, you know, not the, you know, drugs being spewed by jet fuel in airplanes. But it's on Facebook, and here's somebody saying, look what's happening to you, and they're using Facebook to spread the message.
Great.
I'm
with Doug on that one.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
All right, Travis Kalanick is the CEO of Uber, speaking at the 7th Annual Global Entrepreneurship Summit, talking about why Uber doesn't support fingerprinting. They have been fighting to hire drivers without fingerprint-based background checks. Uber and Lyft have pulled out of Austin, Texas, because the city voted to require fingerprinting, which left thousands of drivers suddenly without a full or part-time job. Mr. Kalanick said the reason for not wanting to fingerprint was actually about justice for people who have been unfairly snared by the U.S. criminal justice system. Man, this guy sounds like a a dude right out of my wheelhouse. Using other background check methods, Uber gives more people who have been arrested the opportunity to work as drivers. So here's one of the biggest technology plays in the world. One of the most successful. This guy is a genius. All they have is a software program. How much can it cost them to have developed this or to have it as it applies to each one of these Uber operations in every city in this country and pretty much everywhere around the world? They own no cars. They have no hardware. They don't have any. They have office space. But basically, it's a closet with a computer in it. And through that, they fix you up with a ride. And it is the most reliable. I love
it. It's a little bit more
Uber
than that, but still.
Wow. It's not
they have offices in every city that they run.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
Right.
It's not like they have garages and stuff. Everybody brings their own car to the party.
There's regional managers
no
and their staff
employees.
Right.
Yeah, right. Really. No serious employees. So they don't want to go through the trouble. And as a somebody who uses them, and I've been satisfied, I've never had a bad driver, never had a bad experience, and I like the fact that they, my biggest question and concern is how do I make sure that I'm using my smartphone the right way, because I'm never quite sure that I've done it the right way to make sure that I'm getting what I need in the time, because I'm always in a time crunch. And oftentimes I'd use it, Richie, when I leave California to jump on a plane. If I'm getting off the air and I really need to move fast because I need to get to the plane and I've only got, let's say, an hour and a half, it takes, depending on traffic, 20, 25 minutes to get there. So I got to make sure that if I'm going off the air at 7 o'clock, that I'm on my Uber app at 5 minutes to 7 to know that the guy's going to be there in 6 or 7 minutes, and I find them extraordinarily reliable. And that's pure technology as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
A pure technological play.
Well, what? No. You're right. But they're part of this, and the reason that they're fighting this is because they do not want to be regulated, because there are other business models for Uber, and once they get regulated for the driving thing, that's it. The whole company is under the government's thumb.
Right.
And so when they open up Uber Eats and Uber Delivery and Uber this and Uber that, they basically are going to have to go to the government and go, is this okay?
Yeah,
and they don't want to do that, so they're saying right now, putting my foot down.
Yeah, nope, we're not doing it. So I think it's a smart move on their part, because lots of people support Uber. 43 minutes past the hour, Tech Talk time.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the binge, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue. And that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Store.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, so the story today, and this may be something that floats around for the next few days. This is Dateline Framingham. Richie, earlier today, the Massachusetts State Police Barracks in Framingham was on lockdown because of a Facebook post that happened late yesterday. The person who published the post implied that he wanted to initiate a confrontation with the state police so that they would force... they would be forced to kill him. The barracks is about 4 miles from where I am right now, and the detectives that were working on this investigation have posted some things on the Facebook page, State Police Facebook page. So during the course of the investigation yesterday, detectives learned that the suspect had been committed to a psychological evaluation and in a psychological hospital for the past week. They let him out in the morning. He posted on Facebook at noontime, and by 4 o'clock, they had him arrested. And then they started studying what his history was. He'd been in and out of psychological institutions for the past 14 years. He has a thing, obviously, about the police, because it's all their fault that he gets incarcerated. So he just decided he wanted to end it all, and as soon as he got out, he made a beeline to a computer and posted on Facebook, and before you know it, state police are all over him. But you got to wonder, again, there are all kinds of ancillary stories to this. The fact that he just got out of the loony bin, and that's not politically correct, but this guy's a lunatic. And Medfield State Hospital, and he'd been in and out 3 or 4 times in the past 4 or 5 years.
Do we really need to be politically correct for a guy who threatens to kill police officers?
So he can be killed himself?
Yeah.
That's really what he wants.
Right. A guy who wants death by police, do we really have to be politically correct about him?
Well,
we call him a nut job, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I guess the reason I bring it up here is because all kinds of things appear on Facebook, all kinds of postings. It doesn't, there just seems to be a world, if you don't take it seriously, which these guys have to, but if you don't really take it too seriously, there are some fairly entertaining, crazy people out there who will do anything, say anything, and then sometimes when they get called on it, they say, oh, I was only kidding. So then what's the law when it comes to that sort of thing? Are you really threatening the police?
Let me tell you something. Half of these terrorist suspects, that's how they get mad. There's people following their social media.
Yeah.
FBI.
10 minutes before the hour here, Tech Talk time.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour. The focus on Microsoft and the Zika virus together, Victoria. Microsoft has developed a high-tech mosquito trap, which will be operational in the next couple of weeks, tested down in the Gulf Coast. Traps will identify specific breeds of mosquitoes. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, doesn't it?
How do you tell one mosquito from another mosquito? All mosquitoes get... That's the only thing I know. I got in my truck the other night while I'm sleeping inside the road. Mosquitoes are all over me, too. I got welts all over my arm from the mosquitoes. So, anyway, this is something that will allow you to figure out, is this a identifier or is it just it gets rid of them? Looks like a little of both.
Well, I don't know that it kills them. I think that this is just to trap them so they can track which breeds of mosquitoes are in that area down on the Gulf Coast, and which will be really informative for us as mosquitoes move north, as the weather gets warmer. But I just think it's incredible when technology can step in, and instead of waiting for 4 years for a vaccine, Microsoft may actually help really hasten the whole process, which is really perfect. I love that.
Yeah. All right, well, technology is cool when you're operating and using it the right way. In a moment, Facebook gets more fun. That's up next. Tech Talk time, 55 past the hour.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor. Pee.
news.
Yes,
Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
All right, so Victoria, Facebook Live is getting more fun, or as some would say who are unwashed, funner. So they've taken a cue here from Snapchat. How so?
Well, Facebook Live is a feature that they debuted last year, and Snapchat is the live streaming app that everybody's using, actually more so than any other social media app right now. And the cool thing about Snapchat is that they have lots of filters, and they do, you've probably heard about the face swap feature where you can, you and your friend can swap faces on the actual app on the screen. So they, Facebook and Twitter are trying to compete with Snapchat. So now, if you're a user of the M Squared app, which was bought by Facebook a couple months ago, they now are adding in Snapchat-like features. So within the next few weeks, you're going to see a lot of buzz with Facebook debuting M Squared as one of their properties, and you'll be able to stream live on Facebook with all of these cool, fun features and filters. And you'll also be able to choose your audience, which is new. You'll either be able to choose public, which everyone can see it, or only your immediate group of friends. So it's giving you more control over who sees what you're putting online, which is similar to Snapchat. People do lots of crazy things on Snapchat because 24 hours later it disappears. So Facebook Live is just trying to keep up, basically.
Really? All right, so what other things do we have going on with regard to our social media, Twitter, at Good Day Show? What things are people following? What's been the hot item on there for the weekend, whether it has direct relation to our program or just in general the conversation?
Well, the big buzz was the BET Awards last night, and the Prince tributes that went on throughout the night were all really great. And Jesse Williams, who's an actor on Grey's Anatomy, he received a BET Award last night and gave a really moving, extremely well-thought-out commentary on race in America and unifying people and bringing people together. And so he has been trending on Twitter since last night. Justin Timberlake's also trending on Twitter because he made a comment about Jesse Williams in favor of what he was saying. And, of course, sometimes in the Twitterverse, people tend to want to see the negative side of things. So Justin Timberlake is now the top trending item by being attacked on Twitter for really no reason at all. He basically said we're all one human race, and people are using that as an excuse to attack JT.
Well, one human race, though, that came from another planet, or two or three or four.
Yeah,
it would seem. All right, planetary wonder here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.